Are you using LinkedIn to get traffic back to your blog? Hi, this is Denise Wakeman, your online visibility mentor. You can find me on the web at denisewakeman.com. So I have got 7 ways to drive traffic to your blog from LinkedIn. If the audience on your blog are primarily business people, then there's a good bet they spend a lot of time on LinkedIn, the business-to-business networking site. I've been spending more time there myself, and as I've been optimizing my profile and participating in groups more, I've discovered there are quite a few ways to get your business blog content in front of your contacts and compelling them to click through to your site. So here are 7 ways I've discovered to drive LinkedIn contacts to your blog. 1. A link in your profile. At the very minimum, make sure to customize the label of the link rather than using the default label that says My Blog. Make it something compelling and, if you can, a call to action, which makes people actually click on it to check out your blog. Number 2. Auto-post your blog updates to your status. You can use a social media management tool like Hootsuite. If you use FeedBlitz to deliver your blog updates, you can enable the option to automatically post to LinkedIn as well. You can do a search for WordPress plugins to auto-post also. There are quite a few. Number 3, add the WordPress or blog link applications to your profile to automatically publish your recent posts on your public profile. Click on the More link up in the top navigation and then click on Applications to find the blog link or WordPress application. Number 4, set up a company profile versus your personal profile, and you also have the option there to syndicate your blog feed. Number 5, if you're a member of any LinkedIn groups in your niche, post links to relevant blog posts in the discussion forum. Now here's a note though, check the guidelines for the group. Some groups consider this overt promotion and do not allow it. Now I just set up a group for business owners to help boost their visibility on the web, and I encourage group members to share their content. So you can check out the online Visibility Boost for Entrepreneurs group on LinkedIn, and you'll be able to post your blog content. Number 6, start your own group focused on your expertise. As I'm learning, this is by far the most powerful way to use LinkedIn. I've been going through a LinkedIn program by Lewis Howes called LinkedIn Influence and have picked up a lot of great tips. So with your own group, you can syndicate your blog feed to post automatically on the discussion board. Only you as the group manager have this option. Your members do not have the option, so you can automatically get your stuff in front of your group. Number 7, and this is super important, make sure you have a LinkedIn share button on your blog posts. Not only can you use it to quickly share your new articles if you're not automating it, but your readers can as well. And the powerful part of this button is that it is just in one step. You can share in your status box and to groups you're a member of. If it's okay, check that out. And that helps get that content out there. Now, the LinkedIn share button is a WordPress plugin. At this point in time, at the time of this recording, I cannot find a LinkedIn share button or widget for Typepad blogs. So if you know of one, please post it in the comments. I would love to know about it. Now, as a bonus, as I was putting this list together, I realized that there's yet another way to get traffic to your blog, and that's to use the answers function, the answers module. You could answer questions in the answers section. Just look at the top navigation to find the answers, and if it's appropriate to the content that you're sharing, include a link to a blog post that specifically addresses the question you're answering. So that's actually 8 ways to drive traffic to your blog from LinkedIn. Now it's your turn. How do you use LinkedIn to attract people to your blog? I'd love to hear. Please post them in the comments on this tip. Now, if you'd like more tips like this about boosting your visibility on the web, you can get a free e-course with 7 simple to implement tips at boostyourvisibility.com. Till next time, this is Denise Wakeman. Log on.